listener production.
Hi, it's Damien Carvin with your national news briefing. Scott Morrison and Anthony Albanese have now cast their votes in the 2022 election, with just over 4 hours to go until polls close across most of the country. The PM voting in his seat of Cook, while Albo has numbered the boxes in Sydney's inner west. He's given this message to all Australians.
My message is I want to represent all Australians. I want to unite the country. There's been a lot of division in recent times. It's one of my criticisms of the current government, is that Scott Morrison looks for division and difference rather than unity and common purpose. I want to bring people together.
While the Prime Minister says he wants another 3 years so he can continue to create more jobs to help struggling Australians.
I've always believed in public life that Australia's strongest when families are strongest. It breaks my heart when I see families break down. It breaks my heart when I see the things that put pressure on families.
Health experts are telling us not to worry too much about monkeypox following the first confirmed cases here in Australia this week. They've been detected in New South Wales and Victoria in travellers who've recently been in Europe. Dr. Ginny Mansberg has told Seven it's not passed on easily.
You feel very unwell, your glands start to swell up and you get this very nasty kind of blistery rash that looks terrible. How contagious? Luckily, not very contagious. It doesn't seem to be a very efficient virus at infecting everybody around you.
In sport, a big day in the AFL. 5 games on the way. First up, it's the Cats hosting Port, while the Dogs and the Suns do battle in Ballarat. Tonight, it's Dreamtime at the AG with the Bombers and the Tigers. Tomorrow, former Bomber Mark McVeigh will get his first shot as head coach of the GWS Giants as they host the Eagles.
Yeah, and the most important part for me is it's not a broken club, but I'm taking over a club that's got fundamentally some really good stuff going on. I've just tried to do it my way.
In the NRL, the West Tigers have claimed a 36-22 win over the Bulldogs overnight, moving them further away from last place on the ladder. Round 11 continues this afternoon with the Dragons and the Warriors up next.
Listener.